Joe.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for coming.
Go, Joe. Obviously, the guys bounce back, but what goes through your mind as a head coach when you go up there and nothing shots on goal in the first period?
Oh, probably the same thing that went through the thoughts of the 19,000 people that were there. Mm-hmm. Everybody was ecstatic when we got our first shot, including us.
How critical was that goal from Kalor right before the end of the
game? That was the big goal for us. We couldn't get much worse in that first 12 or 13 minutes, but for Killer to score, for us to go into the room 2-1 was big, and we knew we had a lot better in us. We dipped our toes into this game. Montreal, they dove head first, and so good on them. But good on our guys to regroup after the break. And I thought his Killer's goal was the big swing, and then our fifth goal. That was a big one to come out early in the third and make it a two-goal lead. Obviously gave us a little bit of that breathing room in case, you go down 6-on-4 at the end. Unfortunate break for Vasi there in the fourth one, but boys held strong.
How do you keep your composure as a team as it's just continuing to pile up shot-wise where you don't have any zone time? Everything just seems to be going for Montreal's way, not your way. How do you maintain and not let the game get away?
You get good goaltending. That helps. The one thing is, Montreal is a big shot volume team, but it wasn't like it was all, grade A's every time they were coming in. The problem I was having with the game was we were the odd man rushes we were giving up. And that was inexcusable how we were giving those up. But they get, their D had probably close to 30 shot attempts tonight. That's what they do. And so, you get a box out, block shots, and do all those things. But a lot of the times, they're not huge chances, but the optics of the whole thing didn't look too good, that's for sure. That's it? Light one today.
Is that it?
Joe,
it's
really good. Joe, come with me.
Can you get that up as